Get a free bet when you bet £5 every week of the Premier League season and a big boost every day. That's Ladisfaction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladisfaction, here's the T's and C's garage style.
18 plus, 1st of September to 24th of May. Opt-in weekly. Selected Premier League markets. Match one free bet per week. Values vary. Restrictions and T&Cs apply. Daily odds boosts. T&Cs on ladbrokes.com. Gambleaware.org.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Baidu reported sharply lower profit, with revenue declining for a third straight quarter. The Chinese search giant has been struggling to transform its business in the AI era. Fourth quarter net profit dropped 66% from a year earlier to about $259 million, missing analyst estimates, and revenue fell 4%. Baidu has been facing pressure on both its top and bottom lines as its main advertising business slows. Seeking new avenues of growth, the internet company has been investing heavily in fields such as AI, self-driving technology, and chip development. Mistral AI has partnered with tech consulting group Accenture. The French AI startup will make its models available to Accenture so it can use them to assist its own clients in leveraging AI. Financial details for the multi-year agreement weren't disclosed. Accenture employees will have access to products like Mistral AI Studio, a platform that allows users to experiment with models before embedding the technology in their operations. The software will allow Accenture to advise its customers on how to deploy AI at scale. Accenture is Mistral's latest high-profile client. Per Mistral's website, other large company customers include IBM, Cisco Systems, SAP, Stellantis, and ASML. And Stellantis reported a $26 billion annual net loss due to major charges from scaling back EV investments. The automaker, like others, is slowing its EV push and refocusing on hybrids and combustion engines again. Consumers have been reluctant to buy EVs because of high sticker prices, worries about range, and the removal of tax credits. Stellantis expects to return to profitability this year by relaunching popular gas-powered products. The company reported a 2% fall in annual revenue, but it said sales and orders had picked up in the second half of the year thanks to its expanding lineup. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
Borough Talks, the Borough Market podcast, is back. We've got a brilliant lineup for you this series. We've got Elliot Hashtrudi talking all things offal at his amazing restaurant Camille. Brindisi's Monica Linton sharing her thoughts on the evolution of British cuisine. And the founders of Genki talking all things matcha. All of this, plus chats about the future of British cheese and the unique flavours of one of Italy's lesser-known regions. That's Borough Talks, the Borough Market podcast. Follow on Spotify today.